I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to have Greg Doyle from the Indy Star on coming up at 8:45, and we booked him to talk about their quarterback situation as we get ready for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe Buddy Baker's an Indianapolis guy.
He is.
Maybe
as is Terry.
Greg Doyle knows a little bit about Buddy Baker.
Probably knows a lot about Terry McLaurin, too, because Terry McLaurin from Indianapolis.
Yep. All right, let's get in the entertainment page, Mr. Bickle.
All right, Ricky, of course, the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right there on the website. And I tell you every time, make sure when you get there, mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. It certainly helps. You're going to love it. Nothing drives like a BMW, the handling, the steering, all that stuff. Braking, it's pretty cool. Just as a little side note, Valdez, I'm surprised you didn't throw in here the Sydney Sweeney skydiving pics. Did you happen to see that? Sydney Sweeney skydiving and flashes a little cleavage.
Nice.
You know when they're tied to somebody and they have the cam
the
out
tandem,
front?
The tandem, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
They do the, what? I don't know. I guess you have a selfie stick. I guess that's what you're doing, right?
I would assume, yeah.
It's so crazy.
Those are still a thing, I guess. I guess people still use selfie sticks.
Yeah. No, they're definitely a thing.
I think you're kind of nerdy if you have a selfie stick, personally.
Well, I think that's just my personal pretty standard deal. For those tandem parachute jumps.
Unless you're like, all right, I'll make a carve out. If you're a content creator, I'll give you a carve out. But if you're just a random Joe walking around with a selfie stick, dork. That's my opinion.
I have a buddy that walks around with a selfie stick, and it's often come in handy, like in a group situation.
How?
Like on a
for group selfies.
Group selfies, like on a team trip. He's just the guy that always has one.
Okay.
And when you want a picture of 40 kids and parents, he's the guy, and he gets them all in.
All right, two carve outs. Content creators, dorky dads on athletic trips.
There you go.
Okay, that's
go.
It.
There you go.
No more carve outs.
You know, speaking of skydiving. You know, we were talking about JP's adventure the other day, and all of the various
JP's expensive adventure.
Yeah, all the death-defying.
Yeah.
Deeds and acts that his kids wanted to participate in.
Right. Did anybody ride a motorcycle through a ring of fire when you guys were in Switzerland?
But Canyon Swing was about as...
I mean, that's pretty terrifying.
Scary
looking.
As you can see.
So yeah. my son and his buddy, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
They've been talking about jumping out of a plane, and it was just like... They're like, yeah, I'm just not going to tell you until after, Dad. It's just something we're going
to
do.
It's probably a smart way to approach it.
Not going to tell you until after.
Yeah.
A situation came, and then he told me last night that he wanted to go to Florida and go like spear fishing or something. Like they always just want to do stuff. You know, they're just always looking for adventures. And then he wants to get scuba certified.
Spear fishing, I guess it's kind of intriguing, but isn't regular fishing hard enough? Like, now you're going to dive in with a spear?
They want to try the craziest things. They just want whatever.
Where did he get this gene?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just a thrill seeker kind of guy. He's ADHD, man. He can't sit still. So, and he's got a partner. You know what? It comes from his buddy. He's like, why don't we do this? And Stevie's just a fun kid.
His buddy is the ringleader.
His buddy's the ringleader. Mm. And Stevie's just a fun kid. And Stevie's like, all right, I'll do it. Yeah, sure. We'll go. So anyway,
what's been the most extreme thing, like he's
that
done?
They've done? I bet I don't know.
Yeah, it's been.
But you don't
want to
know.
Yeah, yeah. I bet I don't know. I mean, they just do stupid things. Can I?
That's not good.
I know. Okay. But here's the thing. I made it a great. So last night we were having a conversation. I don't want to get too deep into it, but about his professionally and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and being very supportive. And I told him I was going to invest in something that he was doing.
Okay. Yep.
But I made him in the handshake deal. We made this deal last night. And I said, the only way I'm doing this and investing in this, no death defying, no motorcycles, no jumping out of airplanes, no bungee jumping, no getting the bins.
No hot air balloons.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
All of that is off the table. No, I'm doing it and I'm telling you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, you know, cliff jumping. And
so any high risk activities nullifies your handshake agreement.
Well, it's more than a handshake agreement. I'm investing in something that he's doing. And so I said, the only way he said, fair deal. Shook my hand.
But if you find out.
You know what a relief that is for me? It's totally worth it. So, because I know he's going to Florida a couple weeks, and God only knows what they had planned. They would probably go spear fishing, jump out of an airplane, bungee. They just do stuff every day just because they're adventure seekers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Took that off the table.
But I know you have fear to do things personally. You also have fear that your kids would do it. Like, my daughter has done.
I don't want him doing it.
Yeah,
I don't
my daughter's
crazy stuff.
Like Kelsey was mocking me, saying I was washed. She's done skydiving, paragliding, canyon swing, ATVs in Morocco. She's done a lot.
Yeah, I mean she's done a lot of death defying acts.
I don't think ATVs. I mean they can be.
ATVs are butt dangerous. Ask Rodney Rogers if
they can be for sure.
ATV is
dangerous. You gotta know what you're doing. You can't get crazy. All right, so we talked about the Biggest Loser documentary. And I guess it really just slamming it. I know Drabby was just slamming Netflix for putting it on because it's a 20-year-old show
nobody cares
about.
I finished it yesterday. I thought it was very interesting.
The one thing I did see is that Jillian Michaels denied claims that she was giving like caffeine pills to people, like sort of doing other things.
Take a caffeine pill from her.
Yeah. Well, sure. I took caffeine pills
to
work out.
I want one right now.
But caffeine pills are often used to help speed up your metabolism, right?
It's more of an appetite suppressant. The more caffeine you have, the less hunger you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's denying that she was using that. And apparently there may be a big lawsuit coming. I'm not sure. Oh.
And then also there was a lawsuit because I believe the New York Post alleged that one of the other trainers, like their assistants were giving, like yellow jackets and like fen to all the contestants.
Look at Drab just producing.
The only thing
caffeine
is
caffeine pills.
You're gonna get shaky.
200 milligrams per serving. That seems aggressive.
You're gonna get shaky.
He's not gonna get shaky. You know how much coffee this guy drinks?
Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna do.
As a pro,
I'm gonna put a couple of these in my pocket, and if I need one later at MGM, I'm going to stuff it in my
mouth.
Just
take one now. You just said I'll take one right now. You just said that.
I did say that.
Calling your bluff.
Wash it down with my coffee.
He's calling your bluff.
I take one every day. You'll
really?
Be fine. Yes.
I'll be okay?
You're just taking one.
This body, this could be my infamous last words, impervious to caffeine.
I told you a million
times.
I'll
take the whole bottle.
Cocktail in college was two caffeine pills, ephedrine, which they've banned, and aspirin.
Down the hatch. Taking this with coffee, by the way. That's how real men take caffeine.
Why the aspirin?
Maybe so you don't stroke out. I think maybe thin your blood.
Thin your blood probably makes it silly.
But I'm telling you, we were roaring while we're lifting. You could feel your heart skipping beats 100%.
If I get an arrhythmia, I'm going to be very upset.
Yeah.
And I'll blame Drab.
And you weren't here last week. EB wouldn't give you mouth to mouth. Even if you're dying.
I just need chest compressions. I don't need mouth to mouth.
We learned that
afterwards.
It's
fine. I'll do that. I'm not putting my lips on your lips.
Just do this 50 or 100 times until you bring me back to life.
Jake's going
to
hit that instant replay machine like a piano in about 20 minutes.
You're probably right.
Tiffany Thiessen, 51. Apparently.
Did you throw the amber in there?
They just call her Tiffany Thiessen.
She dropped amber.
They used to call her Tiffany Amber Thiessen when she was on 90210. But now I guess, is she celebrating a birthday
was she on
or something?
When I was Saved by the
Saved
Bell.
Saved by the Bell, right?
Maybe she was on both. I don't know.
I think she was on both.
Was she on both?
I wasn't a Saved
or maybe
by the
she
Bell
was.
Guy,
I feel
no
like
idea.
She did Melrose Place or 90210.
Yeah,
she's known for Saved by the Bell. She may
for
been
you
on.
Guys, but I think she did 90210. That's what I'm known for.
Kelly
That's
Kapowski.
Maybe I
was going to quiz him on the name, and I was going to offer Drab's 401k in case
I don't know her from.
She was on 90210.
Yeah, that's how I know her. You guys might know her from Saved by the Bell. I don't.
That's like I know
first,
she was
that's like
on
your first
it, but
ever.
I never watched the show.
Yeah.
After my time.
That's like Millennial's first ever TV crush.
when she was on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Kelly. Yeah. Yeah.
So
trust me, it hit me much harder when I heard the news, I think it was last week, that the little sister on What's Happening passed away.
Yeah.
Forget her name in the show. Her real name, D. Danielle Spencer, died dead at 60. She was a vet, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Veterinarian.
Yeah, veterinarian. That's what
Sometimes
I meant.
Sometimes you say vet, you think military.
I actually thought you meant military.
If like she's in vet, Desert Storm or something.
Yeah, that's right. Literally,
if I say vet, I mean veterinarian.
Okay.
If I say veteran, it can't be misinterpreted.
A lot of people say he's a vet.
Yeah. I would say like, veteran for like
the
former military.
Like the radio station, connecting veterinarians.
Anyway, she did some goofy video where
she's topless eating carrot cake.
She's topless eating carrot cake. Yeah. So if you're into that, I don't know if this is like a trend. Are other people going to be doing this now? But they say she's aging like fine wine. She's 51, looks great. I dare say this. I saw an image of Joan Collins, who I believe is 93.
She's still alive?
She's still money.
She's still with us?
She looks unreal for 93. Drabby would.
She was
Drabby
old when
would.
She was on Dynasty. Yeah.
Drabby would.
No, I'm not into old ladies.
Dude, she has like no wrinkles. She must have her entire body Botoxed. She's like on a beach, and she's got like no wrinkles on her legs. Her legs look silly. She looks like she got 29-year-old legs.
Joan Collins, that is an old
name.
How is
that possible?
It's called filters, Rick.
How could you not be a shriveled up prune at 93?
I mean, she is beneath the makeup. You can tell she is.
Okay, look at the legs.
Makeup's silly.
You like makeup?
Here's the headline. Joan Collins, 92, stuns in white swimsuit.
Hey, speaking of old bags, have you seen the internet go in a tizzy for Jamie Lee Curtis?
I have, yes.
She's doing a promo for Freakier Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The sequel to Freaky Friday. And
she's showing her tiggles, right?
Dude, yes. I was not familiar with her game.
Have you not seen Trading Places?
Well, I've seen Trading Places, but they were not like, they weren't like that.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I
guess she's.
You might have to update your.
Maybe
your
she's
list.
Had enhancements since then. I don't know.
I mean, they're massive.
Yeah, they're big.
Would she make your top 10 now?
I'd have
you
to
might
think about
knock
it.
Off that, a cartoon.
I can actively say that was a groundbreaking moment.
It was
for 13-year-old John Hallville when he saw that in. I think it was in the theater, maybe. Or maybe I saw it on VCR.
Is that one of the earliest times you were titillated?
I was definitely titillated. There was definitely titillation happening.
We're in a great spot right now as men because I think a lot of the discourse around Sydney Sweeney and her American Eagle ad,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of marketing and ad execs now telling women to show them off to get the same
Could
kind
right.
of publicity.
It's kind of liberating. Maybe you're onto something, Valdez.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm just seeing this on the front page of the Daily Mail. Do you guys remember that case in Kentucky where the sheriff went in there and shot the judge? Remember, it was kind of horrifying.
I do remember it, yeah. I don't remember all the details around it, but I remember
it
happened.
Well, more details are coming out. They're alleging that the judge was shot dead in the courthouse because he ran a, quote, depraved sex ring. That Judge Kevin Mullins was killed when they say he ran his chambers like a brothel and he was seen having sex with a girl inside the office.
Brothel's an old word.
And I believe that remember, the sheriff that shot him, they recently just were like Fridays or something, had like lunch. And then they went back and supposedly maybe he had gone through his phone or something and seen that the judge was in contact with his daughter.
Doesn't he know
that was one of the allegations?
He's ruining the bit. The bit is I shot the sheriff, not the sheriff shot the judge. He doesn't know the song from back in the day.
Right. Love that song.
It's a great song.
Right. So anyway, That is a titillating story. It's a horrible story.
Titillating word of the day.
Okay, but that's a story
that I'm word du jour.
That I'm into. Maybe we could get a very... that's a Netflix doc I would watch, Cakes.
Sounds intriguing. Sounds fun.
If they could get into it.
I know the one that you really want is the guy that escaped that had the big dome. That's Evie's favorite.
But they made a whole series out of it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, because one guy was particularly well endowed. I think maybe the other one. I mean, you're left to assume he had said nothing.
Or yeah, Showtime did a whole...
I think the big dong guy is the one that died. I think the guy with the shrimp, I think he survived.
The rom dong?
I think the guy with the rom in his pants, yeah, he survived. Yeah. Because right, they both split at the same time.
Yeah.
Big dong guy and little dong guy.
Big dong guy slowed down by his apparatus.
Yeah, he couldn't get around
couldn't
as quickly.
Escape.
I think that's one service I don't pay for anymore, Showtime.
Yeah, I don't have Showtime either. Got to draw the line somewhere.
You do. I mean, right? No Showtime for me.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Greg Doyle is going to join us from the Indy Star. We will talk about what they're doing at quarterback, sprinkling some Buddy Baker, and more. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.